Welcome to the WGRT Local News Podcast, connecting you to Michigan's Thumb Coast. I'm your host, Jesse Wiegand. Today we have Brent Gillette, Executive Director of the United Way of St. Clair County, and Tara Anderson, Food Coordinator for the National Association of Letter Carriers. We're in the studio today to talk about some of the ways that the United Way supports human services needs in our community and about the National Letter Carriers Association's food drive that's coming up this Saturday. So welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Thank you for having
us. I got all that out. Well, why don't we just start by telling our listeners what this Letter Carriers food drive is. So if you want to start, Tara, tell us what's going on with that.
The second Saturday of every May, letter carriers go around our community and we pick up non-perishable items from residents' mailboxes or near their mailboxes, and we donate them to the local food pantries in our area to help our families in need in the area.
Yeah, so this is like a really easy way to donate because you don't even have to leave your house, right?
Absolutely.
So what are some key points that people should keep in mind if they want to make sure that they get their donations out on time on Saturday?
Residents can place their items out by their mailboxes anytime after 9 a.m. We have our mail carriers going out as well as local volunteers and like the high school softball team and things like that picking up the donations. Just place it in a bag near or by your mailbox. You could put your flag up. The letter carriers and volunteers will see it. Non-perishable items, we ask for, try not to do glass just because it can get broken.
Right.
The things that people are very in need of are proteins, dairies, cereal, really anything, but those are the main needs in the area.
Yeah, basically like that yummy food. If you like it, somebody else will like it,
absolutely.
Right?
So,
well, a couple of the key items that we like to look at is peanut butter, mm-hmm. you know, in the plastic jars, obviously, and canned meats like tuna and Spam and those type of things, because the proteins are pretty important when it comes to food insecurities. It's easy to get a can of beans, easy to get dry, cereal, those type of things, but those protein items are high on the list.
Yeah, I noticed from your flyer that it's important if people have anything that's like sugar-free, like some of those healthier items are really important because there's a lot of people that have dietary restrictions and they need those healthy items as well. So what types of things would that be?
Well, that's going to be a lot like your, canned beans and those type of things that are on a higher end scale. Not so much like Frosted Flakes, but more like Cheerios, you know, something that is a little bit better because we do know that our food insecure folks, they eat what's available. And anytime that we can give them those nutrition aspects of their grocery shopping when they come to the food pantry, the better.
So this is just one of the many ways that United Way of St. Clair County is helping address food insecurity. So Brent, maybe you could shed some light on some other ways that United Way helps with this issue.
Well, and United Way is an organization that is very broad brush. We look at all aspects of the community. And because of food insecurity affects 1 in 5 people in our community, about 4,800 citizens in our community are dealing with this on an everyday scenario. And that equates to about 960 kids in our community. So when we look at this, this is to give them a good start. Because we know that our children, if we start them off well in the community, they're going to do well at school. And that means that they learn to read by third grade, then they're going to be better off to be ready for graduation and so on and kind of break this cycle. Because it isn't one thing or another. Food insecurities are very important, and that's why we participate and coordinate with the letter carriers and the post office for this wonderful drive that they put on. But it's bigger than that. It's all about giving everyone a good foundation in our community. And that's what United Way is about, living united.
And I'm sure volunteerism is huge. So Tara, you're volunteering. You don't have to do this. This is something you're doing on top of your job. So what made you want to get involved and like do more to help with this issue?
This is my first year coordinating the food drive. We haven't been able to do it the last 2 years because of the pandemic. So everything was kind of done virtually. But unfortunately, our local food pantries they didn't have the means to set up to do that. And just seeing, being out on my route, seeing the area, seeing how many people, you can tell when you see somebody that's struggling. And a lot of people, they have too much pride to ask. So this is just a simple way that I can help to give back to the community and try to help those in need. Everyone Everyone that we know or ourselves have been in that situation at some point in time or could be down the road. So I just feel like I want to help.
Yeah. And this food that's donated in St. Clair County for the letter carriers food drive stays in St. Clair County. Is that correct?
Yes. It goes to all the food pantries that are in your area. So if you give in St. Clair, there's a pantry in St. Clair that does it. We got one down in downtown Port Huron, which is the Food Depot, which is kind of the larger one that we deal with. But we also help in Yale and some of the other shoulder communities as well. We want to be able to help connect people with people. And as again, those that have to help those that may not.
Yeah, I know that's an important thing. I think sometimes people are just like, I don't know what happens to stuff. You know, where is it going? But it's going to your neighbors. I mean, we just had an episode of the show where we talked about food insecurity. And, you know, it's putting in perspective that this isn't just some nameless person. Like, you're helping your neighbors, the people that maybe they're not right next door. Maybe they're around the block, but they're your neighbors in the community. So it's really important.
Absolutely. It goes right back to those people helping people in our community. You know, we look at it as the fact that our job is to be the conduit to kind of connect the dots. And this is one of the greatest programs because you can not only put out your food in the morning, but then you can go down to the Food Depot and help sort it, or you can get a route and go help pick it up. There's a variety of things to be able to really engage in this program to make sure that it connects the dots for our community.
Yeah. So if somebody's listening right now and they're like, they just want to do more, how can they get connected in with United Way so that they can be part of it? Because you guys have a lot of volunteers doing a variety of different things. So how can they get connected?
Well, you can go to our website, which is uwstclaire.org, or you can call us right at United Way at area code 810-985-8169 and talk to our volunteer coordinator, Bailey. And we can hook you up with whatever your interests are. Again, United Way helps in a lot of different ways, whether it's reading to kids, whether it's with the food drive, whether it's, you know, helping special needs kids connect with mainstream opportunities and so on. So any time that we can use a volunteer, definitely helps with that administrative cost and bridges the gap.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, you guys just wrapped up your 2021 campaign. And so how did things go?
Well, I have to say it went very well. I have to say the community stepped up and I was very proud to be a part of this community to say when we ask for help, people line up to help. And so this year's campaign went quite well, even with the restrictions. I'm hoping we'll do better as they lift the restrictions and able to talk to people, because I truly believe people give to people. They don't give to institutions and this type of thing. What they want to do is make a difference in someone's life. And we can make that happen, and we can explain how they can be part of that process when we talk to them individually.
So as we close, why don't you just remind us again, Tara, what's the date that we need to have that food ready and get it out for our letter carriers?
May 14th, anytime after 9 a.m.
Perfect. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us today and just sharing this wonderful opportunity that we have in our community to serve.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for joining me today on the WGRT Local News Podcast. I'm your host, Jesse Wiegand, and it's been a pleasure connecting you to Michigan's Thumb Coast.